From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Cuyahoga County offices have reopened, but it is not business as usual. Yesterday, the FBI launched raids on businesses, homes, and county offices in the Cleveland area and sent many workers home. The Bureau is investigating corruption at high levels in the county government. From member station WCPN, Dan Bobkoff reports on the raids and their aftermath.
Roughly 200 FBI and IRS agents swarmed over nearly a dozen sites in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. Agents even rented U-Hauls to cart away boxes of evidence from the homes of high-ranking county officials. At the center of all this are County Commissioner Jimmy DeMora and Auditor Frank Russo, but the investigation also extends to construction companies and other county workers. Frank Figluzzi is a special agent in charge of the FBI's Cleveland division.
This is unprecedented in terms of public corruption and white-collar crime, in terms of the manpower locations and the depth to which this investigation has gone.
According to warrants obtained today, agents are looking at the circumstances surrounding county contracts and for evidence that Commissioner DeMora and Auditor Russo were doing political work on county time. The warrants indicate that the feds have evidence of the men knowingly violating hiring rules through systematic patronage. In recent weeks, the Cleveland Plain Dealer has documented questionable hiring in both offices. Former federal prosecutor Jeff Mearns finds it interesting that federal agents went in without involving the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, Bill Mason.
It struck me as significant that the federal prosecutors chose to go with search warrants into those offices as opposed to serving grand jury subpoenas on Bill Mason to ask him to produce the official records.
Mearns says this suggests a lack of trust in the county prosecutor, who has deep political ties throughout the county. But this is more than just a story about county government. Northeast Ohio is a heavily Democratic region, and Jimmy DeMora is the chairman of the county's Democratic Party. Longtime Cleveland journalist Roldo Bartomol says these men have been instrumental in maintaining the county as a Democratic stronghold.
It is so Democratic that they really don't need a machine. They've put together cozy relationships for themselves, as we've seen now with DeMora and with Russo.
The news of the FBI raids was greeted with a shrug by many Clevelanders I spoke with today. Residents like Mark Bressler, who already feels jaded.
I'm not surprised to hear about any corruption in any level of government.
Resident Debbie Den was thinking the worst when she went down to the county administration building to see what was going on.
Time to clean house. They're all crooked in one aspect or another. They're all crooked.
With Cleveland at its center, Cuyahoga County is home to one of the country's poorest cities, but with some of the highest taxes. This investigation is likely to give more ammunition to an already growing movement to radically reform Cuyahoga County's government. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.